88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by Greg Holden. We've been playing his new song On the Run for a little bit here, and he's got some new stuff he's working on, playing some new stuff today. So first off, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Fresh off of a European tour, so are you recovered from the jet lag?
I'm still waking up at like 3 in the morning,
but
it's nice. I get stuff done.
But this is the first song you released in 3 years, and you said mm-hmm. it's an apology, but it wasn't like a particular event. So where did the inspiration for that song really come from?
What's funny, it's one of the first songs I've done in a long time where I just started off with the music, and I had a sort of track going, and I just started writing whatever came to my head, and this Baby I Am Sorry came out, and you know, I sort of mulled on it for a few weeks, and I was like, what is this song about? And then actually in an interview recently, someone asked me what it was about, and I realized I hadn't really ever tried to explain it to anybody. And I was like, you know what? I think it's just a general apology to anyone that has had to deal with me in the last 10 years when I've not been on my, you know, on top of my game, or I've been,
it almost sounds like
a little escape. You know, I'm sort of an escapist at times, and I'm always trying to get out of situations that I don't want to be in, and sometimes probably some people have been caught in the crossfire.
Well, it almost sounds like it came from the subconscious. Like you just kind of, it just came out, and it's like, yeah, I do want to sing about
that. Yeah, I guess I do need to say sorry to some people.
Very, very public apology at that. But it's also a song that you went into the studio with Butch Walker on. How was that experience for you?
That was great. Butch and I had met probably a couple of weeks earlier, actually, at a restaurant in Venice, and he was like, I like you. And I was like, I like you too. Let's do this. And then we just recorded On the Run and a couple of other songs actually. And it just happened in a couple of days. His band is actually old. They're all old friends of mine. So we all had this camaraderie already, and we just started playing together and did that song in a couple of takes, I think.
That guy really works fast. Wow.
I like that though. Every time I've made a record, it's been, you know, a little bit more of a slow burn track by track, not really like a live situation. And we did On the Run totally live, and it was really fun. It was just really quick.
Yeah.
You don't have a chance to overthink anything because it's just happening already.
When you're him and you got to do pop star, it's like, all right, you got to turn it out, baby. But
exactly.
It's incredible with him. Like, you know, and it's great that, you know, he's working with you because he is a guy who has a broader range of experience in music than just the pop stuff, a lot of the pop stuff that
absolutely,
he produces.
Yeah. And he sort of lets the song speak for itself. He doesn't try and get in the way of it either. And that's what I really appreciate about Butch is he was like, this is the way, the song is already there. Let's just sort of see what happens around it. He didn't try and control the situation too much.
Gonna sit here and wait for someone to guide me home. The lights burned out, it is dark out here. Something is going on, but in the end I know I'm not alone. There are millions of us down in this rabbit hole. Millions of us losing our self-control. Millions of us with nowhere else to go. So keep moving forward now, and let the people going backwards find their own way out. Keep looking up, my friends, and let the people looking down on you never forget. We see your book, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. We see your book, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. I can feel the tables turning. And if you open your eyes, you will see your castle burning. Oh, what a pleasant surprise. How does it feel to be the one in need. Reaching out your arms, and when you realize you are on your own, with a million service you buried in this hole, the million service you thought you could control, the million service with nowhere else to go. So keep moving forward now, and let the people going backwards find their own way out. Keep looking up, my friends, and let the people looking down on you never forget. We see your boat, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. We see your boat, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. We see your boat, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. We see your boat, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. Keep moving forward now, and let the people going backwards find their own way out. Keep looking up, my friends, and let the people looking down on you never forget. We see your boat, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift. See your boat, all of it. I hope you're ready for the power shift.
The latest one, The Power Shift, you have out. That one you did entirely on your own.
Yes.
Correct?
It was the first song that I'd intentionally recorded to release. You know, I had an old song many years ago called The Lost Boy that I recorded on my own, but that was never meant to even be heard. It just accidentally slipped out the cracks. But Power Shift was the first one where I sat down and did it all by myself.
Yeah. And
terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, terrifying. Did you go like the GarageBand route, or how did you do the setup?
I've been using Logic for many years, and I have a studio at home, so I have all the gear. I just have no idea. And I wanted to challenge myself, because I've always worked with great producers, and I've been very fortunate in that sense. But this time around, I needed to do something a bit more challenging. And that was it. I hope it worked.
And then with Power Shift, I mean, a lot of that is I don't know really how to go about it, because like in terms of the actual sound of it, it's like, you know, it's very uplifting, but at the same time, it's about serious subjects.
Yeah, there's an alternative version, actually. There's an acoustic version that's a bit on the darker side, but I wanted to, you know, after On the Run, which is kind of upbeat and, you know, feels good, I wanted to make sure that Power Shift was in the same vein, but lyrically, I wanted to say something a bit more substantial, and it's hard to avoid with what's going on in the news and on TV and in the world in general. So, you know, I wanted to say something with a bit of bite in it.
And I think especially with you and your experience, you're originally from the UK, you now live here, mm-hmm. You're here in LA.
Contrary to popular belief, The Power Shift isn't just about American politics. It's about the world, the state of the world. And, you know, I wanted to make sure it was general enough that more people could relate to it than just us here in the U.S.
Standing on the wrong side of the wall, trying to make sense of it all. My arms are open, but from the way you look at me, it's gonna take some time before you see that I'm not your enemy, just an unfamiliar friend. You might not recognize me from before the war began. How could you know after everything they told you that I'm not your enemy? I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. Only love can save us now. Staring down the wrong end of a gun, my heart's sinking. Is this what we've become? Desperate and divided, with no one backing down. Don't turn away from me now. I'm not your enemy, just an unfamiliar friend. You might not recognize me from before the war began. And how could you know after everything they told you that I'm not your enemy? I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. Only love can save us now. Oh, only love can save us now. Oh, only love can save us now. Oh, only love can save us now. I'm not your enemy, just an unfamiliar friend. You might not recognize me from before the war began. And how could you know after everything they told you that I'm not your enemy? I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy, no, I'm not your enemy. Oh, I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. Only love can save us now.
Where you were with your last record, a lot of the LGBTQ type things that you've sung about before, you know, how important is it to you to have real meaning in your music and to talk about these kind of about a broad range of topics?
I mean, honestly, it's the only reason I do it. I mean, I have a hard time just singing songs that don't mean anything. It's not who I am. I mean, I don't particularly have like this beautiful pop voice. You know, it's for me, I've written songs forever that I've tried to have a serious meaning to them. And, you know, in many ways, it's stunted my career because I'm not slipping right into the commercial lane. But for me, it's if I'm not saying something that means something to at least me, never mind anybody else, but that I don't see the point in it.
But you have had songs that's really, they've had an impact. So what does it mean to actually see something, a song that has meaning behind it, that has a voice, that has a purpose, actually hit an impact and really get shared and at the end of the day really become something that's been important to people's lives? How does that feel to you?
I mean, it's incredibly validating. It's sort of, you know, on the dark days when I'm doubting what I do and doubting if it's ever going to work, that those moments, those comments from people and that feedback is what keeps me going.
And you are working on a grander EP in general.
Yeah.
You've been kind of, well, I mean,
it might be
process,
a full length because I'm doing it. I'm just procrastinating and changing my mind and everybody's giving me advice at my label and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, as always, just getting in my own way.
Yeah. Well, and this is kind of like you, it's interesting, you know, we're in this world where you can kind of do that, where it's like, you know what? I have a song. It's ready to go. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, just there are no rules. There are no rules at the moment. And especially now with the ability to release music and the way that music is being released right now, which is a lot, is very single based. And it's good for me because I get to sort of put a song out here and there and see what people think, and I get to sort of curate the next record based on people's feedback, you know. And I think that right now I need to be able to do that. I don't want to overcommit something.
So you're still kind of figuring out where the next more than a single release will go, I guess, is a way.
I think I have a pretty good idea. Yeah. It's going to be a 6 to 10 track record. The songs are pretty much done. I just have to figure out which ones they are. And then it just is a case of making the decision, which I'm not very good at, as it turns out.
This is a song called On the Run that you kind people have been playing on the radio. Thanks for the support.
Make a mess sometimes. I am getting better now. Now that you're on my side, I know there's something about this. I know there's something about this. And I am lucky that you stuck around. I'll do it right this time. Baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. I know it wasn't easy when I was on the run, but you've got to take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back. Baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. And I know I get a little loud, make a fool of myself, but I am gonna quiet down, take control of my health. I know there's something about this. I know there's something about this. And I am lucky that you stuck around, 'cause I wouldn't be here now. Baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. I know it wasn't easy when I was on the run, but you've got to take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back. Baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. There's something about this. I know 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 there's something about this. Baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. Yeah, I know it wasn't easy when I was on the run, but you've got to take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back. 'Cause baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. Baby, I am sorry for the things I've done. And I know it wasn't easy when I was on the run, but I know there's something about this.
Well, Greg Holden is here live in studio. He's got a couple of new songs out called On the Run and Power Shift, which... you can go out and listen to on various different platforms, and then be on the lookout for some EP or full length. We'll figure it out at some point in the near future. So thank you so much for coming on in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's 88.5 FM.